This is the Tagalog Goon performed by Lavinia, Ivan, Gershot, Vince, Zeba and Vanessa. We hope you enjoy it.
Our story comes from the Philippines and it is about a girl called Pinyan and her mom. I also brought a story in, but my group decided that we should just do one story to make it easier. My story that I brought in is about a princess that lives on an island called Negros and a seven-headed dragon threatening the kingdom.
Once there was a girl called Pinya. She lived with her mum.
One day, Pinya's mum got very sick with dengue fever, so Pinya's mum couldn't get out of bed.
Sumigaw yung nanay niya para kumuha si Pinyang ng sabaw. Pag awa ng Diyos, sumigaw yung nanay niya. She yelled at Pinyang to get her some soup. For God's sake, shouted her mother.
Si Pinyang ay hindi nakinig sa mama niya. Anong gusto mong gawin ko? Nagalit na si Pinyang. Pinya wasn't listening. What do you want me to do? Sobbed Pinya.
Sinabi ko, kunan mo ako ng sabaw, sinigaw ng mama niya. Hindi siya makahintay. Si Pinyang naman pumunta sa kusina. I said, get me some soup, yelled her mom in a very impatient way. Pinyang lazily dragged her feet to the kitchen.
Makapasa ang ilang oras, nagtawag ulit ang nanay niya. Ulit, asa na ang sabaw ko, sabi niya. Hindi ko lang makita ang sandok. A few hours later, her mom called again. Where's my soup? And Pinyan protested, I just can't find the ladle.
Sick, depressed and angry, Pinyan took a long time and her mom got very sleepy. She dreamt about how good it would be if her daughter had loads of eyes, because then she could find things more quickly.
Then, suddenly, she woke up with a strange feeling that gave her shivers down her spine. She exclaimed, I wish my dream could come true. And then, suddenly, Pinya actually turned into a pineapple. Nasa na ang anak ko? Hinanap niya si Pinyang. Pagkatapos niyang maghanap, umuwi na siya sa bahay. Where's my daughter? She looked everywhere and she asked everyone, but she couldn't find her, so she went home.
Pagkatapos nun, yung mother ni Pinyang may nakitang halaman. Nalaman niya na wala na si Pinya, so yun ang tinawag Pinya. After that, Pinyang's mom saw a wonderful fruit that she had never seen before. It had lots of eyes, and she realized Pinya was still not there. So she named the fruit after Pinya. So that's how England got the name...
Pineapple!
This is the Tagalog rap called the Hundred-Eyed Pinya. And here it goes. The 100-eyed Pinya, the 100-eyed Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya, the 100-eyed Pinya, the 100-eyed Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya. Pineapples are so sweet, they give us the river and the beat. The 100-eyed Pinya, the 100-eyed Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya, the 100-eyed Pinya, the pa-pa-100-eyed Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya, the pa-pa-pa-pa Pinya.
Pineapple!